and then I have consulted with the group and the other members to say there is a problem which I am going to explain formally once the meeting has been opened. But because people have attended this meeting, they are accountable to their political parties. When they attend the meeting, that meeting must take place. We can't just go and say we've got a problem. Also, the department is here. They have been working, trying to meet our deadline. But there is this matter that I'm going to announce that we are not able to go forward. But I also want them to have a say anyway. This is their meeting and not my meeting. Having said that, can I have an opportunity that, yes, because we are going to follow all the formalities, because this is a formal meeting that was decided in a formal portfolio committee meeting. Can I then declare this meeting or open? Can you close the door behind you, please? Declare this meeting open and welcome members, and without further ado, stand up and explain our challenges. Thank you very much, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development. We had a long discussion yesterday, and then we agreed that there was this outstanding matter we wanted to put to rest. We agreed on a resolution, and then it was going to be inserted. But now the issue is, we are not very sure that there's going to be justice, given the time and given the new insertions. We don't want to run. We want people to have time to express in each clause. And now we having a pressure that the president is going to be in the house today, and the whips, including my whip, would want my response to see my response, which we, because we have been in other meetings this morning, have not been able to live to that expectation of our whippery in terms of submitting and other things. So my plea, and my honest plea, and also to say I have taken this time to talk to each membership, political party, before I come to this conclusion, that there is a little bit of a constraint. So I appeal that the meeting be postponed, and that the department make available as before the end of the day these documents to all members. And I hope our secretary is going to ensure that it either goes to their technical things, yes, or cell phones, but it will be sent to them this afternoon. We're going to ensure that, so that we then talk to ourselves which time we're going to have as short as this one to finish the bill. But I've also, because of that, concentrate, tried by all means that we remain a priority in the House. So I've been given that full-time promise that it will be considered first as a bill. Thank you very much. Can I, Honorable Wilson?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the feedback. I think in terms of the extreme importance of this bill, mm-hmm. and what this bill is trying to do, I think that that is the priority. This bill is going to affect the majority of people in this country, namely our youth and our children. I think if there are constraints and there are concerns, I think it's in the best interest of the children of this country that we postpone and do this correctly and make sure that we are 100% above board instead of trying to rush something that could be detrimental in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The ACDP has been full agreement with what's been expressed.
Second is, and I don't see any hand that is contrary to this. In that regard, can I thank the members because there's no need to keep them any more.
Sorry, Chair, if I can just ask, Wendy Cousins, can we just ask two questions of an entirely different nature that are really creating concerns that I think the Portfolio Committee needs to be aware of, please. Thank you.
Honourable members, I'm tempted to agree on that. Although I have taken an undertaking, this is the matter of the children who are not being as raised by the Honourable Member of the DA, Mama Wilson, that the bill is very much desirable to every one of us because there are children who can't be adopted because they are in the register. So there are those matters. But I think you can ask your question.
Thank you, Chair.
Allow me a few minutes, Honourable Members, so that we can entertain this and see if we put forward to the next meeting to be discussed. But we'll get the nature of the questions back.
Thank you, Chair. It is in connection with adoptions, not just adoptions, it affects foster care and those kind of issues as well. We are being inundated with complaints and queries from people who are either adopting or have applied to foster, to foster children, okay, right across the board, every area of the country, who are unable to proceed because they cannot get a response from the register, the sexual offenders register, a letter to say they're not on the register. Some of them now have been waiting 5 or 6 months. They've written 4 or 5 times, Chair, and they are not getting a response. We're affecting our children because these children are sometimes in care that they shouldn't be in or are desperate for homes. We've got babies growing up who could be in the hands of loving parents who are unable to tend to those matters. The child register is becoming, the sexual offences register is becoming a huge, huge issue because it's not being managed. They're not getting responses. That's number one. And secondly, we also have a lot of queries from the NCOP. Apparently, the human trafficking, one of the human trafficking acts was taken into the NCOP earlier this week. And we were getting calls, did we know about it? Did it come through this portfolio? What were our inputs on it? And we haven't had it. We don't know why it's at the NCOP when it hasn't come to this portfolio. I'm just asking for clarity. Thank you, Jenny.
Maybe the strategy is last question. Maybe it's a matter that the checking of that particular bill. But what we will do, we are going to inquire about it. Inquire from the other level so that we are taken on board as to whether it started to them, it's going to come to us, that we will have to check. But then there's no way there can be a law that we have not had an input. But we will see when we arrive at that stage. Then secondly, I think also we might not have to wait for the meeting because Ufisco is here. Will inform the department about this, but we will also try and get information or in writing from the Honourable Member writing to me to raise this as a complaint, and then I can actually see where we're supposed to assist. If not, the department is there because they are the custodians of the register, and if the register is not the one with us, the other register, because there are a number of departments that keep registered, including justice. But we will ensure that all those structures, we save the member in trying to say, no, go and ask from someone else, go and ask the department by actually from the chair being able to deal with that and give a full feedback without necessarily, because I don't think it's a matter that is a new policy. It's the registers that are there. It's the existing administration that is flowing. So we'll see if there are bottlenecks and attend to that. But if you say it requires a policy, we then come back to the Portfolio Committee and say there's a bottleneck in implementing this particular policy. But I'm happy to get the gaps because laws are made so that those implementers and beneficiaries, when they are confronted, it is sent back to the committee so that the committee can see how to refine and massage all those bottlenecks so that our people can benefit. Thank you very much. Can I declare the meeting closed?
Yes,
thank you very much. Oh, sorry.
Yes,
announcement food at the back.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay, thank all the announcements. Okay.
I'll give you a call. You could, let me just read it. I'm not sure which one it is. No,